This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. June USDA Quarterly Stocks and Planted Acreage Reports. Corn had a negative stocks report offset by a bullish acreage report. 5.22 billion bushels of corn stocks beat the average trade estimate by 269 million bushel, coming in slightly above year-ago stocks. That means that we have slightly larger stocks with less demand. There are over 3 billion bushels still stored on farms. Corn demand should decline going further in all categories, ethanol, exports, and even feed consumption into 2021. The bullish surprise was farmers planting just 92 million acres of corn. The trade estimate was 95.2 million, 3.2 million acres less than the trade estimate times 178.5 bushel per acre trend line yield equals 571 million bushel less production. Subtract 269 million bushels more stocks and the net reduction is 302 million from melting the stocks and acreage report trade estimates together. That gives the funds a reason to liquidate shorts. The larger corn stocks will get added to the 2019-20 carryover, boosting that number from 2.013 billion to something closer to 2.3. That would reduce their 2021 corn carryover closer to 3 billion before we start adding back the projected carryover from a higher yield if the favorable weather persists. There is a substantial year-to-year increase in the corn carryover, but prospects for a 4 billion bushel carryover evaporated in the USDA acreage report. It'll be closer to 3 billion. Farmers did a good job of responding to the market. Typically, farmers add corn acres when planting early, and this is unprecedented to see such an early planting date yet lose 5 million acres from March intentions. Funds will now buy on weakness. With fewer acres, the weather becomes more important. The bullish acreage report creates the potential for a weather rally in corn. I think that 370 in December corn is now possible again. Soybeans had a neutral stocks report and a friendly acreage report. 1.386 billion bushels of soybean stocks was within 5 million of the trade estimate. There is a significant year-to-year reduction in soybean stocks from 1.783 billion bushels last year. Likely the biggest surprise was that you could reduce corn acres by 5 million from the March intentions and only plant 310,000 more acres of soybeans at 83.82 million. The trade estimate was for 84.16. There were more soybean acres compared to March intentions, 83.5 increasing to 83.82 million, up 300,000 acres. Less than expected increase in soybean acreage was surprising. Soybean reports were a bit friendly relative to pre-trade estimates, but not that bullish overall. Wheat stocks were put at 1.044 billion bushel, 64 million larger than the trade estimate. Given all wheat acreage of 44.25 million acres compared to the average trade guess of 44.71, the wheat stocks and acreage reports pretty much washed each other out. I keep using the word surprise for Tuesday's reports because there were a lot of them. The big picture surprise was a 6.8 million acre decline in total crop acres from USDA March intentions. There were 246.7 million acres planted versus March intentions for 253.5. There was a 1.52 million acre reduction in planted cotton acreage from March intentions. 205 less sorghum acres were planted. Oats and rice were the two major crops to see acreage increase with a combined 860,000 acre increase. We'll have to start looking at to where the other 6 million or so acres went that farmers said that they intended to plant in March that they failed to seed. Here in Iowa, farmers planted 100,000 fewer corn and 100,000 more soybean acres than March intentions. Illinois cut both corn acres by 400,000 and soybean acres by 100,000. What did they do with 500,000 unplanted acres in Illinois? Indiana cut corn acres by 400,000 and only replaced 300,000 of them with soybeans. Nebraska cut corn acres by 700,000 and also cut 100,000 acres of soybeans from March intentions. North Dakota cut 800,000 acres of corn along with 600,000 acres of soybeans. South Dakota also reduced corn acres by 600,000 and soybeans by 200,000. Those two states have a lot of what I would call marginally profitable acres, and they decided not to plant them. Weather did impact some of these acres, but it doesn't explain the entire shift, why so many acres were left unseeded from intentions. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.